This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. 6th BIMSTEC Summit concludes issuing Bangkok Vision 2030 document. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli urges BIMSTEC to revitalize regional cooperation amid global shifts. Prime Minister Oli meets with his Indian counterpart in Thailand, says the talks between them were meaningful and constructive. Raging wildfires driven pollution surge in Kathmandu sees a slight improvement compared to the previous week. And stocks slump again after China fires back in trade war with tariffs on U.S. goods. Now, the news in detail. The summit of the Bay of Bengal Initiative for Multisectoral Technical and Economic Cooperation, BIMSTEC, organized in Bangkok, Thailand, concluded yesterday issuing the Bangkok Vision 2030 document. The summit approved a six-point proposal, including the Bangkok Vision, which emphasizes keeping the trade expansion, communication network and human security in the region at the center. Prime Minister of Thailand, Pitumtran Sinawat, organized a press conference to inform of the endorsed proposal. The proposal included the issues constituting action-oriented mechanism to make BIMSTEC effective, forming an eminent persons group to determine its future, a maritime transport agreement, a joint statement incorporating the issue of providing support to earthquake-hit Myanmar and Thailand, as well as promoting people-to-people connectivity, giving tourism and culture priority. Heads of the governments of BIMSTEC member nations, including Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli, addressed the summit. Meanwhile, addressing the BIMSTEC summit yesterday, Prime Minister Oli stressed that BIMSTEC must not only navigate the changing tides but also seize the opportunity to reinvigorate regional cooperation. Prime Minister Oli said the three pillars of the BIMSTEC summit, prosperity, resilience and openness, not only align with the sustainable development goals but also resonate deeply with Nepal's national aspiration of prosperous Nepal, happy Nepali. Saying climate change has posed an existential threat to entire humanity, he opined that for Nepal the stakes are even higher. In the meantime, Prime Minister Oli held a meeting with his Indian counterpart Narendra Modi yesterday. Taking to social media, Prime Minister Oli said that discussions were highly meaningful and constructive and expressed his appreciation for the cordial exchange. According to the Prime Minister, the dialogue will be vital for making new partnerships to advance bilateral ties and regional cooperation, as well as the agendas raised by the BIMSTEC summit. Meanwhile, taking to social media, India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi said they discussed various aspects of Nepal-India ties, especially with a focus on energy, connectivity, culture and digital technology. The two Prime Ministers had one-on-one meeting for about 45 minutes in Bangkok. Previously, they had met in New York on the 23rd of September in 2024 on the sidelines of the 79th session of the United Nations General Assembly. Prime Minister Oli is scheduled to arrive home today, concluding his five-day official visit to Thailand. In the meantime, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli said that his first official visit to Thailand was historic and the sixth summit of the BIMSTEC was successful. Visiting the embassy of Nepal, Prime Minister Oli expressed happiness for having its own building to run the embassy and pointed out the need for better infrastructure development. Receiving the Prime Minister-led delegation at the embassy, Nepal's ambassador to Thailand, Dhan Bahadur Oli, said that the new office buildings would be built and additional land should be managed. The embassy of Nepal organized a dinner reception in honor of the Prime Minister, where other members of the delegation and the Nepali community in Thailand were present. Speaker of the House of Representatives, Devaraj Ghimire, departed for Uzbekistan yesterday, leading a Nepali delegation to participate in the 150th Annual Assembly of the Inter-Legislative Assembly and the 4th Summit of the Non-Aligned Movement Parliamentary Network. The Annual Assembly and the Summit will take place in Tashkent, Uzbekistan's capital, from April 5th. 9th. During the event, Speaker Ghimire is scheduled to address the Assembly on parliamentary steps for social development and justice. At the fourth summit of the Parliamentary Network on April 6th, Speaker Ghimire will deliver a speech on 70 years of commemoration of the Bandung spirit, the role of the Parliament in upholding the Bandung principles. According to the Federal Parliament Secretariat, during the summit, there will be several sidelines meeting between Speaker Ghimire and speakers from other countries to discuss various parliamentary matters. Meanwhile, Speaker Ghimire has taken the initiative to elect National Assembly member Dr. Anjan Sakya as a member of the Standing Committee on Sustainable Development of the Inter-Parliamentary Union, IPU. Speaker Ghimire wrote a letter to the speakers of the 13 different countries in the committee asking for their votes in Sakya's favour. Minister for Home Affairs Ramesh Lekha claimed that the supporters of the monarchy undertook the violent incident in Tinkuni, Kathmandu with ill intention of spreading frustration towards the constitution and the system. At a meeting of the State Affairs and Good Governance Committee under the House of Representatives yesterday, he assured of a fair investigation into the incident. The Home Minister expressed a commitment to remain further active to guarantee security among the citizens by bringing the anti-constitutional and anti-system anarchic activities into legal ambit in the coming days. Meanwhile, the National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, has urged the stakeholders concerned to cooperate in investigation into the incident that took place during the demonstrations of the supporters of monarchy. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy, India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garnu? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko bare ma zero rai chau. Khaile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरु कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरै हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज President of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, RSP, and former Home Minister Rabi Lamisani has been taken under control by the police. The security squad led by Kathmandu Valley Crime Investigation Office's Senior Superintendent of Police, Ramesh Kumar Basnet, apprehended Lamisani yesterday with the verdict of the Butwal Bench of the High Court, Tulasipur. He was taken under control from Budanil Kanta, Kathmandu. Earlier yesterday, the Butwal bench comprising judges Ramesh Thakal and Swikriti Parajuli ordered for remanding Lamisani to police custody for investigation into his alleged involvement in the fraud of cooperative funds. In the meantime, the Central Secretariat of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party has assigned its Vice President D.P. Arial with the responsibility of the Acting President. Air pollution in the Kathmandu Valley has seen a slight improvement compared to the previous week. Although there has been a slight improvement, the average air quality index, AQI, in Kathmandu still falls into the unhealthy category. As per the Environmental Protection Agency's air quality index, an air quality reading of 151 to 200 is considered unhealthy. The rampant wildfire incidents in dozens of places in multiple locations, including Churi Forest, along with stubble burning, burning of other waste materials, house fires and brick kiln operations are blamed for the deteriorating air quality in the Kathmandu Valley. Director General of the Department of Environment, Ministry of Forest and Environment, Ganraj Subedi, said that the pollution level has come down with the increase in wind speed. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has been urging the public to stay indoors, only venturing outside for essential tasks. The caution is especially important during April, May and June when the risk of fires and air pollution is higher. Now, on to some international news updates. Global stock markets plummeted further on Friday after China said it would strike back at U.S. President Donald Trump with additional tariff of 34% on U.S. goods, escalating a trade war that has rattled investors and fed fears of a coming recession. The trade war has spurred the biggest market losses since the pandemic, intensifying the standoff between the world's two biggest economies. Beijing also announced controls on exports of some rare earths, while Trump doubled down as well, vowing not to change course. Other impacted nations like Canada have also readied retaliation in a mounting trade war after Trump raised U.S. tariff barriers to the highest levels in more than a century, leading to a plunge in world financial markets. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the partial influence of the westerly and local winds across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. There are chances of light snowfall at one or two places in the high hilly and mountainous region of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Karnali provinces today. According to the information provided by the division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley is likely to hover around 11 to 13 degrees Celsius today, and the maximum temperature is likely to hover around 28 to 30 degrees Celsius today. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Sixth BIMSTEC Summit concludes issuing Bangkok Vision 2030 document. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli urges BIMSTEC to revitalize regional cooperation and global shifts. Prime Minister Oli meets with his Indian counterpart in Thailand, says the talks between them were meaningful and constructive. Raging wildfires-driven pollution surge in Kathmandu sees a slight improvement compared to the previous week. And stocks slump again after China fires back in trade war with tariffs on U.S. goods. This concludes our bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can listen to us online on our website radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.